Hey everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and in today's episode, I'm going to be going over how to speak English faster. So, when I say faster, I'm not actually talking about speed here, like blah, 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 blah. No, not talking faster in that sense. Rather, cutting words in half or apart and then gluing them together, which is something that native speakers do all the time. We do it all the time and we don't notice that we're doing it. I have to admit, when I first started teaching English, so many students would point this out to me. They would say, "Oh, you're saying it like this, but it's actually these words." And I began to realize, like, oh wow, we really do cut these words in half and, well, butcher the language, I guess you can say. So that's what this lesson is going to be about. It's not necessarily about speed, rather, it's about removing words and making them shorter when speaking, okay? So let's take a look at this. We have two words, have and to. So have to, have to. And when anyone has to do something, it's an obligation. It's something that needs to be done. I have to pay my bills. I have to buy food. I have to do the laundry. But, you know, in everyday conversations, we don't speak this way. We cut the words off, cut them in half, glue them together. So we would actually not say, "I have to do the laundry." We would say something like, "I have to do the laundry. I have to do the laundry." Now, this sound changes a bit. I have to, so we have this V sound in the word have, and it becomes like an F. I have to, instead of saying have to, it becomes have to. I have to do the laundry. I have to pay the bills. So have to. Now try pronouncing that. That way your mouth gets used to like making this pronunciation. I know for some of you guys, there are certain sounds or pronunciation in the English language that don't exist in your native language. So it can feel like you're violating your mouth. For those of you who don't have the tongue in between the teeth, TH sounds, I know that sound or that pronunciation can sometimes feel extremely weird, and it's only with repetition that you become more comfortable with pronouncing those sounds. So with this one, have to, really depends on kind of what comes after, but let's say these sentences together, okay? So, I have to do the dishes. I have to do the dishes. I have to do the dishes. Okay, let's move on to the next words. So this one or these words are let me. Let me. So let me. And that's like, you know, if you tell someone, "Hey, let me see your phone." You're asking someone to allow you to do something. Let me borrow your folder. Let me watch that show. Let me. Really, you will like never hear a native speaker say, "Let me." It's even as I say, "Let me," it sounds so weird. Like it just sounds so strange to me because no one speaks like that. So how do we actually say this? We say lemme. So we're taking let and me, we're gluing them together. We remove that T sound and it becomes lemme, Let me see your phone. Let me watch this show. Let me. Now, with my accent in particular, there's actually like a pause there. Like, I won't, like, I'll say something like, let me, let me, let me, let me. So you won't actually hear me say the T. That's a whole nother lesson in and of itself, the T stop. Not everyone speaks that way. It's a different kind of accent. But in general, I would say something like, let me, let me, let me. There's almost like a stop there. Let me, let me. And then other people will say, let me. So let me, let me. Up to you guys how you choose or what accent, how you guys choose to pronounce the words. Most important thing here is that you are being understood and that you are understanding. That's really all that matters.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So let's say a couple sentences with this so that you guys are getting that pronunciation practice in, okay? Let me borrow your shirt. Let me borrow your shirt. Or let me borrow your shirt. Let me see your folder. 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 All right, here are another two words. Super, super common that you guys will hear put together. Did and you. So did you, did you, did you. Now, again, you know, with pronunciation, when you hear someone saying these words, very, very rarely will you hear a native say, did you, unless they're like being really serious. I could actually see someone being really mad and being like, did you scratch my car? Did you take my dress and you didn't give it back to me? Maybe something like that. But what you'll normally hear is something like, did you? Did you? Did you? Did you becomes did you? Did you scratch my car? Did you take my dress? Did you drink all the milk and not buy new milk? Did you leave this mess here? Right? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Or some people might say, did ya? Did you do that? Did you leave the trash full and not take it out? Did you really do that? Are you serious? Okay, so did you? Did ya? Did you? Okay, another really, really common one is give me. Give me. So give me that. Give me your pen. Give me your attention. And that will often become give me. Give me. So we're removing the V from give and we're just making it an M. Give me. Give me that book, please. Can you give me all of your attention and get off your phone? Oh, that's funny. I'm sure lots of couples hear that one. Give me your attention. Give me 2 seconds of your attention. Get off your phone. Parents too. I'm sure parents say that a lot to their kids. Give me your attention. Give me your phone. Get off your phone. Anyways, so give and me can often become give me, give me. Okay, another super common one. I'm sure you guys have heard this like a bazillion times on TV shows or wherever. It's going to. Going to. So this could be like a future tense or like you're going somewhere. What are you going to do tomorrow? Or where are you going to go right now? And this can, it going into becomes gonna. So what are you gonna do tomorrow? What are you gonna do tomorrow? Or where are you going to go? Where are you gonna go? Where are you going to go? Where are you gonna go? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you gonna do tomorrow? So going to becomes gonna. Gonna do, going to do. I wanted to really quickly go over this poll that I actually posted on Spotify about what you guys think regarding English idioms. So do you guys think it's important to learn about English idioms? 96% of you said yes. So there's like a 4% that said, no, it's not important, which I thought was really interesting. But yeah, I agree with the 96% of you. I do think English idioms are important, given that they're, you know, about, I mean, they're used in everyday conversations, everyday English. And if you can understand what they mean, then you're going to have a much easier time understanding what people are saying a lot of the time. If you guys are not on Spotify, it is free to download and listen. You guys can find my English podcast, Learn English with Teacher Monica, and on Spotify directly, I actually will sometimes post a poll or a question that you guys can respond to. So it's actually really cool to be able to interact with you guys there. Otherwise, I know podcasts can be pretty one way, like just listening as opposed to interacting and responding and so on. So I do actually kind of like that Spotify has created that new feature. I hope that they create more new features. Like, wouldn't it be cool if they created stories that you would be able to leave like an audio thing there for 24 hours, like Instagram, and then you can like listen to the audio. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. Maybe I should reach out to them and suggest it. Also, if you guys are on Instagram, you can follow me. I did change my name just a bit there to Teacher Monica Marie because I am teaching about English. Sometimes I do like to teach about finances as well, stock markets. So that's kind of why I changed my name up over there. But you guys can follow me on Instagram. I do post videos there, like, you know, short lessons as well as some stories. And then on YouTube as well, English Teacher Monica. So until next time.